Scourge didn't say anything, his eyes fixed on Setchell with a piercing glare.
We would have tried to contact you, but you'd already started the mission. We didn't want to distract you.
Do you take me for a fool?
Scourge asked softly, his hand casually falling to the hilt of his lightsaber. Setchell's smile faded, and Scourge caught a hint of fear in his eyes.
I don't normally disobey orders,
Murtaugh said, jumping in to try to defuse the situation.
But in this case, Setchell was right. Once the Separatists knew the battle was lost, they ran a cleanup program on their computers to erase all their data files. If we'd waited for your signal, everything would have been lost.
Scourge let the hand drop from his weapon. Now was not the time to settle this, but it was one more thing Setchell would answer for once he finally got a chance to speak with him alone.
What did you find?
A recording of a recent communication,
Setchell answered, pressing a button on the terminal. A ghostly blue three-dimensional image crackled into being, hovering a few centimeters above the holocom. The frozen image was slightly under a meter in height, a perfect miniature of the speaker.
Darth Cedrix, Scourge gasped.
Most of the code was already erased by the cleanup program, Setchell explained. But I was able to save this.
He hit another button, and the recording began to play. It was obviously damaged. The image flickered in and out of focus, and the audio was plagued by bursts of static that cut off much of what was said.
Our latest failed attempt,
Cedrix said, his voice thin and crackling.
Nyriss is dangerous and must not be... Allegiance is hidden. Stop the Emperor. This must end.
Can you get anything more?
Scourge asked.
Not here, Setchell answered. Give me enough time and the proper equipment, and I should be able to come up with plenty.
Tell your team to load up every terminal and data file they find,
Scourge instructed Murtaugh.
Nyriss won't be pleased if we leave something important behind.
Setchell didn't say anything, but the grin on his face spoke volumes.